The tawny owl.
Preparing for battle, the soldiers explore the sky at least with one eye, hoping to see flying by the owl. It is a prophet of victory. Others protect themselves in advance and put the coin with the owl's image in their pocket as a symbol of success. An owl is the bird of wisdom and war goddess Athena. After all, the soldier is more peaceful in preparation for the fight when he's accompanied by such a mascot. Although in the Middle Ages you could not have such amulet, because owls were called the devil's servants or night witches. It was believed that shouting bird prophesied a disaster. Nowadays, a shouting means just that owls, very mysterious and interesting birds of the world, have settled in this forest. Owls are also the delight of the eyes and ears of the visitors of the Liepaja Reserve. After a night hunting, they return to their homes, the nesting boxes set into the trees for them in these forests. These dwellings are spacious, tight, and full of shaves, as the owls like it. The most frequent guests of the nesting boxes in the Liepaja forest are the tawny owls.
Their eyes are black like onyx, their beak is yellowish, and their toes are covered with feathers up to the nails. They settle in the old parks, steadings, and mature stands with old hollow trees if they can't find the nesting boxes. The silence of a lonely forest is disrupted by little fluffy baby owls. Owls start their hatch in late February to early March and usually lay four white eggs. A month later, we can already see the first feathered fledglings who want to grow up as soon as possible. These little ones are leaving the nest pretty soon and then hide among the tree branches. If you find such a birdie on the trail, do not touch it nor bring it home. Parents will find it quickly. Although the four baby owls want to become self-sustaining as soon as possible, unfortunately, they can't hunt for themselves, so they are waiting patiently inside the nesting box for the prey brought by their mother. Mummy Owl goes to hunt. Maybe she will catch a small vole running about in the forests of Liepaja, will grab it and feed the hungry babies. Dark night is the owl's ally. The hunter raises its long wings and completely silently scythes the silent forest. Tawny Owl has excellent spatial memory, so it returns to the same place where it used to hunt the rodent already. Maybe today it is also a good day to have a filling dinner. The flyer is watching the environment vigorously. No one will slip through its eyes. Although the owl cannot roll the eyes, it does not cause problems because it turns its head 270 degrees and even turns it over. The owl listens to the silence of the forest. Maybe some rodent will run through the forest's path, or maybe it will shin up to the top of a tree. The hunter will hear every scratch. The round shape of the tawny owl helps to direct the sound waves into the ears. Behind the fluffy feathers, hidden ears are not symmetrical, but their position helps the owl to hear exactly where the sound is coming from and to determine the location of the prey. Someone just stirred behind the trunk. The owl waits for another second to make sure it wasn't grass stems shaken by the wind, and attacks from the ambush to the sound direction. After a few moments, the flyer in its beak has a helpless vole, and the owl comes back to its family in silence.